Hi there, this is the LifeSpring Family Audio Bible, episode number 42. This is the podcast where we are reading through the Bible in a year. I'm Steve Webb, your host. Happy Saturday to you. Thank you for spending part of your weekend with me. If you'd like to contact me, my email address is steve@lifespringmedia.com. Here's an update on the air conditioning situation here at LifeSpring Media Central. The circuit board for the blower had to be ordered. I guess since the unit is about 32 years old, my AC guy, Mike, didn't have one on his truck. But since we're having 100-degree plus days here in my part of Southern California, Mike temporarily installed a relay which made it so that we could run the AC in the house and therefore the studio. I'll update you as things progress. Today our reading is from the Gospel of Matthew, chapters 14 through 16. If you'd like to know what Bible translations I'm using today, that info will be at the show notes page at bible.lifespringmedia.com. Just look for this episode 42. This is a listener-supported show. Check out lifespringmedia.com/support for more information. Let's begin. Matthew chapter 14. At that time, Herod the Tetrarch heard about the fame of Jesus, and he said to his servants, "This is John the Baptist. He's been raised from the dead. That is why these miraculous powers are at work in him." For Herod had seized John and bound him and put him in prison for the sake of Herodias, the brother of Philip's wife, because John had been saying to him, "It is not lawful for you to have her." And though he wanted to put him to death, he feared the people because they held him to be a prophet. But when Herod's birthday came, the daughter of Herodias danced before the company and pleased Herod, so that he promised with an oath to give her whatever she might ask. Prompted by her mother, she said, "Give me the head of John the Baptist here on a platter." And the king was sorry, but because of his oaths and his guests, he commanded it to be given. He sent and had John beheaded in the prison, and his head was brought on a platter and given to the girl, and she brought it to her mother. And his disciples came and took the body and buried it, and they went and told Jesus. Now when Jesus heard this, he withdrew from there in a boat to a desolate place by himself. But when the crowds heard it, they followed him on foot from the towns. When he went ashore, he saw a great crowd, and he had compassion on them and healed their sick. Now when it was evening, the disciples came to him and said, "This is a desolate place, and the day is now over. Send the crowds away to go into the villages and buy food for themselves." But Jesus said, "They need not go away. You give them something to eat." They said to him, "We have only 5 loaves here and 2 fish. And he said, "Bring them here to me." Then he ordered the crowds to sit down on the grass. And taking the 5 loaves and the 2 fish, he looked up to heaven and said a blessing. Then he broke the loaves and gave them to the disciples. And the disciples gave them to the crowds. And they all ate and were satisfied. And they took up 12 baskets full of the broken pieces left over. And those who ate were about 5,000 men, besides women and children. Immediately he made the disciples get into the boat and go before him to the other side, while he dismissed the crowds. After he had dismissed the crowds, he went up on the mountain by himself to pray. When evening came, he was there alone. But the boat by this time was a long way from the land, beaten by the waves, for the wind was against them. And in the 4th watch of the night, he came to them, walking on the sea. But when the disciples saw him walking on the sea, they were terrified and said, "It is a ghost," and they cried out in fear. But immediately Jesus spoke to them, saying, "Take heart, it is I, do not be afraid." And Peter answered him, "Lord, if it is you, command me to come to you on the water." He said, "Come." So Peter got out of the boat and walked on the water and came to Jesus. But when he saw the wind, he was afraid, and beginning to sink, he cried out, "Lord, save me!" Jesus immediately reached out his hand and took hold of him, saying to him, "O you of little faith, why did you doubt?" And when they got into the boat, the wind ceased. And those in the boat worshipped him, saying, "Truly, you are the Son of God." And when they had crossed over, they came to land at Gennesaret. And when the men of that place recognized him, they sent around to all that region and brought to him all who were sick, and implored him that they might only touch the fringe of his garment. And as many as touched it were made well. Matthew chapter 15. Then Pharisees and scribes came to Jesus from Jerusalem, saying, "Why do your disciples break the tradition of the elders? for they do not wash their hands when they eat a meal. So he answered and said to them, Why do you also break the commandment of God because of your tradition? For God said, Honor your father and mother, and the one who speaks evil of father or mother must certainly die. But you say, Whoever says to his father or his mother, Whatever benefit you would have received from me is a gift from God, need not honor his father, and you make void the word of God for the sake of your tradition. Hypocrites! Isaiah correctly prophesied about you, saying, This people honors me with their lips, but their heart is far, far away from me, and they worship me in vain, teaching as doctrines the commandments of men. And summoning the crowd, he said to them, Hear and understand. It is not what goes into the mouth that defiles a person, but what comes out of the mouth. This defiles a person. Then the disciples came and said to him, Do you know that the Pharisees were offended when they heard this saying? And he answered and said, Every plant that my heavenly Father did not plant will be uprooted. Let them. They are blind guides of the blind. And if the blind guide the blind, both will fall into a pit. But Peter answered and said to him, Explain this parable to us. But he said, Are you also still without understanding? Do you not understand that everything that enters into the mouth goes into the stomach and is evacuated into the latrine? But the things that come out of the mouth come from the heart, and these defile the person. For from the heart come evil plans, murder, adultery, sexual immorality, theft, false witness, abusive speech. These are the things that defile a person. But eating with unwashed hands does not defile a person. And, departing from there, Jesus went away to the region of Tyre and Sidon. And behold, a Canaanite woman from that district came and cried out, saying, Have mercy on me, Lord, son of David. My daughter is severely possessed by a demon. But he did not answer her a word. And his disciples came up and asked him, saying, Send her away, because she's crying out after us. But he answered and said, I was not sent except to the lost sheep of the house of Israel. But she came and knelt down before him, saying, Lord, help me. And he answered and said, It is not right to take the children's bread and throw it to the dogs. So she said, Yes, Lord, for even the dogs eat the crumbs that fall from their master's table. Then Jesus answered and said to her, O woman, your faith is great. Let it be done for you as you want. And her daughter was healed from that hour. And departing from there, Jesus went along the Sea of Galilee, and went up on the mountain, and was sitting there. And large crowds came to him, having with them the mute, blind, lame, crippled, and many others. And they put them down at his feet, and he healed them. So then the crowd was astonished when they saw the mute speaking, the crippled healthy, and the lame walking, and the blind seeing, and they praised the God of Israel. And Jesus summoned his disciples and said, I have compassion on the crowd, because they have remained with me 3 days already, and do not have anything to eat, and I do not want to send them away hungry, lest they give out on the way. And the disciples said to him, Where in this desolate place can we get so much bread that such a great crowd could be satisfied? And Jesus said to them, How many loaves do you have? So they said, 7, and a few little fish. And commanding the crowd to recline for a meal on the ground, he took the 7 loaves and the fish, and after he had given thanks, he broke them, and began giving them to the disciples. And the disciples gave them to the crowds. And they all ate and were satisfied. And they picked up what was left over of the broken pieces, 7 baskets full. Now those who ate were 4,000 men, in addition to women and children. And after he sent away the crowds, he got into the boat and went to the region of Magadan. Matthew chapter 16. And when the Pharisees and Sadducees came to test him, they asked him to show them a sign from heaven. So he answered and said to them, When evening comes, you say, It will be fair weather because the sky is red. And early in the morning, today it will be stormy weather because the sky is red and darkening. You know how to evaluate correctly the appearance of the sky, but you are not able to evaluate the signs of the times. An evil and adulterous generation seeks for a sign, and a sign will not be given to it except the sign of Jonah. And he left them and went away. And when the disciples arrived at the other side, they had forgotten to take bread. And Jesus said to them, Watch out for and beware of the leaven of the Pharisees and Sadducees. So they were discussing this among themselves, saying, "It is because we did not take bread." But knowing this, Jesus said, "Why are you discussing among yourselves that you did not take bread, you of little faith? Do you not yet understand, or do you not remember the 5 loaves for the 5,000, and how many baskets you took up? Or the 7 loaves for the 4,000, and how many baskets you took up? How do you not understand that I did not speak to you about bread? But beware of the leaven of the Pharisees and Sadducees." Then they understood that he did not say to beware of the leaven of bread, but of the teaching of the Pharisees and Sadducees. Now when Jesus came to the region of Caesarea Philippi, he began asking his disciples, saying, "Who do people say that the Son of Man is?" And they said, "Some say John the Baptist, but others Elijah, and others Jeremiah or one of the prophets." He said to them, "But who do you say that I am?" And Simon Peter answered and said, "You are the Christ, the Son of the living God." And Jesus answered and said to him, "Blessed are you, Simon, son of Jonah, because flesh and blood did not reveal this to you, but my Father who is in heaven. And I also say to you that you are Peter, and on this rock I will build my church, and the gates of Hades will not overpower it. I will give you the keys of the kingdom of heaven, and whatever you bind on earth will be bound in heaven, and whatever you release on earth will be released in heaven." Then he commanded the disciples that they should tell no one that he was the Christ. From that time on, Jesus began to show his disciples that he must go to Jerusalem and suffer many things from the elders and chief priests and scribes, and be killed, and be raised on the third day. And Peter took him aside and began to rebuke him, saying, "God forbid, Lord, this will never happen to you." But he turned around and said to Peter, "Get behind me, Satan. You are a cause for stumbling to me, because you are not intent on the things of God, but the things of people." Then Jesus said to his disciples, "If anyone wants to come after me, let him deny himself and take up his cross and follow me. For whoever wants to save his life will lose it, but whoever loses his life on account of me will find it. For what will a man be benefited if he gains the whole world but forfeits his life? Or what will a person give in exchange for his life? For the Son of Man is going to come in the glory of his Father with his angels, and at that time he will reward each one according to what he has done. Truly I say to you that there are some of those standing here who will never experience death until they see the Son of Man coming in his kingdom." In chapter 16, we see Jesus chiding his disciples with the words, "O you of little faith." And then a little later, he asks a question to test their faith. He says, "Who do you say that I am?" Now, Peter, being the passionate, impulsive man that he is, says, "You're the Christ, the Son of the living God." And Jesus said to Peter, "Blessed are you, Simon, son of Jonah, because flesh and blood did not reveal this to you, but my Father who's in heaven." Now, here, Jesus is not pronouncing a blessing on Peter. He's observing that Peter is already blessed. Why is Peter blessed? Because God the Father has revealed to him that Jesus is the Christ, the Son of the living God. Now keep in mind that this chapter is about faith, beloved. Can you make the same confession as Peter? Do you believe that Jesus is the Christ, the Son of the living God? Then you too are blessed. 1 Corinthians 12:3 says, "No one is able to say Jesus is Lord except by the Holy Spirit." Sure, anybody can say the words, but no one can believe them unless the truth is revealed to them by God. If you believe, you, like Peter, are blessed. Something to keep in mind this Saturday. Let me know your thoughts. Write to me at steve@lifespringmedia.com. Tomorrow we'll read Paul's epistle to the Romans, chapters 13 and 14. If you're getting value from this podcast, I invite you to check out lifespringmedia.com/support and tell your friends about the show. Until tomorrow, may God bless you richly. I'm Steve Webb. Bye.